Good Chodesh, welcome to everyone, Bez Hashem. We're learning Mishmaron Simin, Lamed Sif Gimel, Shin number 68. Zmana Nechasson, discussing the time to put on tefillin. And the Mechaber tells us, Hayaroitze Lotzeis Lederich Bashkama. Person wants to travel, to leave, he has to go to work, whatever it might be. Bashkama, in the early morning. Menichin, he puts on his tefillin. Puts on his tefillin, we'll see what that means early. And when the time of tefillin comes, so the understanding is he's putting on a tefillin before the time is of tefillin. He should move the tefillin a little, and then at that point in time he should make the bracha. So the understanding is he left, he had to travel, he put on a tefillin before the zman, let's just say outside, before alois, before dawn. He's wearing the tefillin when Mishiyakir comes, when the time of, when you can recognize your friend comes at a distance, as we said yesterday, of 4 amos. So then, which is actually beforehand, okay, fine. So it is, at that point in time, he makes the bracha, he moves the tefillin, he makes the bracha. Delekel emeichu shema yishon behem, kevin shehishkim v'yotzel aderech. The Mechaber concludes this halacha by answering a question which you might have from the previous sif. And that is, he's saying there's no concern that this person might fall asleep in the tefillin because he's wearing them at officially what's called nighttime. And we're putting on the tefillin at nighttime. And even though there was a gezerah, a decree that one should not put on the tefillin when it's nighttime, as we discussed yesterday. Here, the case is different, says the Mechaber, because he's waking up to go to work. He's waking up to start his day, whatever he's going to do. So that being the case, we're saying that we're not concerned, Kevin Shehishkim Yotzel Aderech, he got up to go on the road, we're not concerned he's going to fall asleep. Now we'll discuss, if he's going to sit in the wagon, then there is a concern. If he's traveling by foot, there is no concern. We have a few questions that will come up as well, where, and these shilas are actually quite practical, especially in the winter time when sunset is very late, and someone was telling me that they want to change it around, make it even later. I'm not sure what's going to happen or not, but it could be very practical. I had one shila once, a person told me he has to go to work. He lived over here, he traveled to Manhattan, and from the time he left here, it was too early to put on tefillin. Once he gets to work, he has to work. He has no private place. He doesn't have, you know, those days when he was working before COVID, everything was opened. He had no private place to put on tefillin. So he wanted to know, what should he do? So we'll discuss a shayla like this in a few minutes, Mr. Shem. So Mechaber said, he puts them on early. It says the Mishmar Sif Katin Yod, two lines on the bottom. So for this person, his scenario is, it's difficult for him to put on the tefillin later. So he gives one example because of the car, the cold. Or a similar scenario. So when we say cold, we don't mean it's like 45 degrees. We mean it's like 45 degrees below zero. There's a chaver in town here whose father was in Siberia with Rav Yaakov Galinsky. I had the schus to learn with him. Ayer Leib Kohn, Olav Shalom. He put on tefillin. He put on tefillin, picked up his sleeve in the Siberia cold weather with Rav Yaakov Galinsky. Zechreinom Levracha. So here the person brings a Chaya Adam over here. It's too cold. So he puts it on a filu koydim amud shachar. And Sif Konyar Alef, the Mishmur says, the chiddush is, he puts it on even before dawn. So you'll say to him, but that's nighttime. Menichim koydim etziyas, he puts it on before he leaves, Sif Konyar Beis, v'yochu l'chavein sheloiv shom l'shei mitzvah. And he could have in mind that he's wearing l'shei mitzvah. Kevin de kaimolon, Laila zman tefillinu. Since we learned that Laila is the time for the mitzvah of tefillin. So he could have in mind, and he should have in mind, that he's coming to do this mitzvah of tefillin. Even if he had a safe place to keep his tefillin, he's still permitted to wear them. Since we're not concerned he might fall asleep with them, as we'll see later on. So we said in the Mechaber, when the time comes to put on the tefillin, he should be mashin, she should move the tefillin, he should make the bracha. At that point in time, the avdi tiruchazal lahaktim ha'hanocha b'layilo b'mokim d'leka l'meichosh l'sheina. Even though Chazal permitted the person to put on the tefillin at night, because it was before Amud HaShachar, before dawn, b'mokim d'leka l'meichosh l'sheina, in the case where there's no concern that he'll fall asleep, afilo hachilinim brachu l'yrotzu l'sakein lo'ymer d'vitzivonu k'idim hazman. However, to go so far to permit one to make the bracha that he cannot do, to say vitzivanu before the zman of hanochas tefillin, that we don't do. The Chazal didn't want to do that. So that's why he'll put on the tefillin before dawn, because in his house it's warmer. He doesn't have an opportunity to put it on in the freezing cold weather or whatever the case might be. But to make the bracha, he has to wait till the zman of tefillin. What happens if a person actually did make the bracha when he was not supposed to, when you put on the tefillin originally, before dawn, before Amud HaShachar? Says the Mishnah Berurah, he should not go back and make the bracha. He should not go back. Ain sarich, he does not have to. It's interesting, Lashon of ain sarich levarich. He doesn't have to. Or as opposed to that he shouldn't, because he already made the bracha. Sif kun yadalid, yotzal derech yibanad, and rabbi dafka hoylich beraglov oy roichiv. Now, when is this person allowed to do what we're talking about here by putting on the tefillin before Alois HaShachar? When it's officially, it's night, it's called halachically night. That's only if he's walking by foot, if he's riding an animal. Aval yoshi bagol is also niach, shem yushin behem. But to actually sit in the wagon at that hour of the day, it would not be permitted for him to put on the tefillin beforehand. And why not? Because the concern is he'll fall asleep. You sit in the wagon, even though it was a bouncy wagon, it wasn't so comfortable, but nonetheless, he's sitting. And he's very tired, and it's nighttime still. Therefore, he is not permitted to put on the tefillin before Alois, before dawn, if he'll be sitting in the wagon. I want to share with you some shilohs over here from Rav Moshe. The dirush they bring down like this. We said a person who's traveling, he has to go out and it's cold. Rav Moshe's shilohs like this. So, ha'yiluch l'makom avidasa, a person is going to work. I actually suggested that this person try to find a hallway somewhere to put on tefillin, whatever the case was over there. In this case was, he has to go to work. He knows he can't put on the tefillin later. He can't stop in the middle of his job to go put on tefillin. Says Rav Moshe and Archaim Chelik Alf Semin Yod, he could put on the tefillin before dawn, just like our halacha here. Rav Moshe is not mechadishes; it's coming from the Shulchan Aruch. Mishum shikivar ein chashah sheyishon. There's no concern he's going to fall asleep. Why not? Because he's going out to work, just like we're learning in halacha here. V'yesh lahachshivay koinus, and he has a status like an oinus; it's out of his control. Shari ein chayiv lahavshir avaydosoy sheyoyis mechaymish memamaynoy b'shvil kiyum mitzus esay. When it comes to a loisa say, a mitzvah loisa say, a person has to give up all his money not to violate the loisa say. A person has to give up his parnasa and not to speak lashon hara. But when it comes to a mitzvah say, a positive commandment, he's not obligated to give up more than a fifth. As we learned by Hilchos Dalam Minim not too long ago. So in this case, Rav Moshe is saying, such a person is applying our scenario we have here in the Shulchan Aruch. He would put on the tefillin before dawn. And it's all based on the way we pass in from Gemara Nida, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, that what? The tefillin is Laila is Zman Tefillin. Laila, nighttime, is Zman Tefillin. Now, another dear Shunot that I want to share with you over here. He says, "V'im lo yuchol levarich al tefillin la'achas shegiyah zman." Let's say you can't make the bracha and the tefillin after the time comes, for whatever reason. And he says, "Kegoyin sheyitz la'avidosay koydam le'tzashachar." Once again, he's going out to work. So it's really the same tshuva from a Moshe. Lo yuchol niach tefillin, and in the place where he goes to work, he won't be able to put on tefillin. Says a Moshe, it makes sense to say shemestabish yesh lismoich ve'agayv na aldas rishonim shesoyim sheyochol levorich al tefillin af koydem zmanon. The Moshe says, if you can't make the bracha later, you can rely on the rishonim that say you can make the bracha even koydem alois, even before dawn. I want to point out, if something like this shaila is ever negated to someone, yeah, speak to a rav. Speak to your Rav. But you see that the Shiloh does exist. And the possibilities exist that Ramosha says that if you cannot make the bracha later, meaning what? Nowadays, we're not wearing tefillin later. We're not wearing tefillin so much later. So he says you can even make the bracha before Alois, because you rely on the Rishonim that say that you can. Now, what happens if you can't be mashish with tefillin? Says Ramosha, in different Shuvachel, Adal, Simon, Zayin, that's not ma'akev. To be mashish with tefillin, moving the tefillin is not going to be ma'akev. Kevin shabrocha hi al mashi yu tefillin minochis olav adei ha'maisav. The bracha is going on the fact that you put the tefillin on you. V'hamishmush in a goyrim eschiv bracha. The moving of the tefillin does not create the obligation to make the bracha. Elarak mishamesh keheker b'mais lekiyam ha'mitzah shemavarech alav. It's serving as a hacker that I'm making the bracha on the tefillin. That's why you just moved the tefillin. But it's not because you moved the tefillin now that creates the opportunity to make the bracha. We discussed this like around a week ago where we had mentioned, let's say the person didn't make the bracha on the tefillin before he puts on the tefillin. So he said, he can make the bracha on the tefillin even after he already started putting it on. It's incorrect. It's not the way you do things. We want to do Eivir Las Yosin, but it's still in the parasha. We gave a similar example by Dal Minim, that you're supposed to make the bracha. You take, let's say, an approach of holding the lulav, excuse me, not the lulav, but the esrog upside down. Then you pick up the Dal Minim together, you make the bracha, and you fix the esrog right up, in the right direction. What happens if a person picks up the dalmin directly in the correct position? He's mekayim the mitzvah. Explains Aruch HaShulchan, as we said, but you're still involved with the mitzvah. Since you're still involved with the mitzvah, you can still make the bracha. So it's a similar point over here. The mishmush, the moving of the tefillin, does not create the chiv to make the bracha. It's a heker, it's a reminder, so to say, of the simin of what the tefillin, the bracha is going on, and that's the tefillin. Let's continue now with Siv Dalet. Mechaber says, you're traveling, you're wearing your tefillin on your head, and the sun sets. Second case, you're sitting in the Beis Medrash, it's Friday, it's Erev Shabbos, tefillin's on your head, and the Kiddush Olav Hayoyim, I mean it's Shabbos now. You put your hand on your tefillin, until you get to your house. And if there's a house that's close to the destination where you have to arrive, is the wall, is the city limits, it's going to be safe over there, that first destination where you can get to, take off your tefillin at the place even before you get to your house, and put them in that safe place over there. So we have two cases. Case number one is during the week. Case number two, it's before Shabbos and became Shabbos. Both scenarios, you're wearing your tefillin and it became nightfall. Says the Mishra Sif Katan Tezvav, Vishaka, Reisha Zu Mayir Bechol. The first case of Mechaber is talking about the weekday. Ulecholtzon ul nosom biyodo, yomisyare shema yiliplu, mimena b'derech. And to take them off and to carry them in your hand, he can't do this because he's concerned he might drop them while he's traveling on the road. So therefore, so Chazal permitted this person to keep his hand on Niach Yodei Aleihem and to cover them. Why is it to cover them? Because we discussed that we don't want to publicly show that you're wearing tefillin that night. Because if you publicly wear tefillin at night, it's like you're giving a stamp of approval that you're saying, this is the Zman tefillin. Well, even though halachically it is, but you're allowed to put it on the first place at night. And we said, no, there's a gzeira, you cannot initially go put on tefillin at night, and people will make that mistake. So therefore, you should cover up the tefillin, and people don't see it. So the Mishnah was asking a question that in Sif Beis we learned that since they're already on you, since they're already on you, you don't have to take them off. Shiny Hach, this case is different. Demisha Yivgo boy penyite loyma shemut alaniach oz tefillin. Because here, if somebody bumps into you, and he sees, oh, he knows you go to a Mishnah Berurah Shir. He knows you learn. He knows, oh, you're allowed to wear tefillin all night. You're allowed to put on in the first place. That's why you have to cover it up over here. That's what he's saying. Aval b'samuch mayesh yoyshe bebeisei. But in the next case, we're talking about he's sitting in his house. V'hai v'shaka chamam peirush. What does it mean, sunset? When is sunset? How do you define sunset? So sunset could be when the sun sets, or sunset could be when the stars come out. So he says, Peirush Soif Shkia, the second, at the end of the second Shkia, if you will, it's called the second Shkia, right? Meaning when the stars come out. Peirush Dutseisa Koychavim. The Benash Moshes ain't Sorech Lachot no Mayrin Kain Lamaisa. Because if it's Benash Moshes, if it's sun, the sun set, and you have your tefillin on, you don't have to take them off, and you can still walk home with them. We're not concerned. The person might say, oh, you're allowed to put on a tefillin during this time period. We're not concerned about that. This is all Mikir Adin. V'shem Arizal, Kosev Shehoye Nizel, L'cholzen Acha Shkiyos HaChama. But Arizal was makbid to take them off after Acha Shkiyos HaChama by the first Shkiya, meaning what we call sunset, not waiting for the stars to come out. So that was the first case of the Mechaber, talking about during the week. Now the second case, V'kiddush Olav Hayoyim, Ratzu Loimar, V'nase Bein HaShemashas, is now it's Friday, it's Erev Shabbos, and now it's Bein HaShemashas, V'yashol Loi Liso Yisam B'yodu L'Beisam Ibnei Kiddush HaShabbos. You can't carry them in your hands because of Shabbos. U'lehashir Yisam Shom Yeshur. You can't leave them where they are. The Bati Midrash Shalem Hayi Besada, because the Bati Midrashas that they had back then were in the fields, and there wasn't a Makom Meshumar, it wasn't a guarded safe place to leave the tefillin without being watched. Makom She'ed Meshumar Mibnei HaGanavim. Unfortunately, there were thieves over there. Al Kei Netiru Loi Chacham L'Nosom Alav Derech Malvish Ad Beisa. That's why Chacham said you're permitted to wear the tefillin Ad Beisa until you get to your house. In that case, in the second case, he said, that's what the Mechaber told us, you have to cover up your tefillin shel roish, with a hat, your hand, whatever you can cover up with, so people don't see you wearing the tefillin and think you can put on tefillin at that point in time, but that you are permitted to wear the tefillin on the Shabbos to make sure you bring them to your house and bring them to a safe place. That was Sif Dalid. We now continue with Siv Hei. V'yesh mi sho'im im hispalil tfilas arvis mi bo'id yoim. Ach lo hinich tfilin. Ein lo hanichem achar kach. Let's say a person davened early, after plag. It's before shkia, before sunset. So, officially, it's day outside, right? And now it's a summertime. People make an early Shabbos. So, forget about early Shabbos. Just during the week. Davens mayriv after plag. Says the Mechaber, he should not be putting on the tefillin after he davened Marav. Siv Kod Nyud Zayin. Vafilu oida yom godol koidem shkiyo lifik shivar asoy luzman azel lailo zman shchiva bekriyashma utfilo shel arvis. Because he made this time period for him night. He already said Shema. Now, he's going to have to repeat it to Mekai in the midst of the Raisa. But Lamaisa, he already said Shema. He already davened Maariv. And if he goes to put on the tefillin now, what's he proclaiming? He's saying it's day. Well, which one is it? Is it day or is it night? It's a tati sash. It's a stira. It's a contradiction in is it day or is it night? It's two leniencies that contradict each other, which we cannot do. Now, the Achronim say that he's obligated to put on the tefillin without a bracha just as long as before it says a kachab, before the stars come out. Now, we'll clarify what that means in a second. Let's say he himself didn't daven, but the tzibur davened. If the tzibur davened, but he didn't daven, he does not have to be concerned about it, and he can still put them on with the bracha if it's still daytime. Because he himself is not doing any contradicting behavior. He didn't accept nightfall. He's just putting on a tefillin before, when it's still day out, no problem. Now, explains the Mishnah, what's the case we're talking about here? This discussion is that if he didn't put the tefillin on at all, that's when he can put them on after plague, after the Maariv time period. But if he already put on the tefillin, that day, he just wants to put them on again. In that case, if the tzibur already did daven Maariv, he should not put on the tefillin because then it's already like a zman of night. Now, one has to know also, in those days, people lived in a community where there was, let's say, the minyan daven Maariv. In our community, unless you go to maybe a camp, in the summertime you go to camps or a bungalow, where maybe there's a one minyan. Generally speaking, the communities we live in, you're making early Shabbos, your neighbor's making a regular Shabbos, and it's not like the tzibur was mekabel Shabbos for everybody. So it doesn't have that same status. But generally speaking, he's talking here in the case where you had that one minyan, and that's why if they were mekabel Shabbos, he's saying, or if they read daven Maariv, not Shabbos, they read daven Maariv on the weekday, then you should not be putting on a tefillin if you already put on a tefillin earlier that day, because then it's already like nighttime period. And Mitzvah Hashem continuing next share in Siman Lamed Aleph, the halachas of tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. As we see, this is also a segue, as we discussed, that at the end of one Siman, it continues as a segue into the next topic many times with a similar topic.